From ComicsExperience.com, you're listening to the Make Comics Podcast. Hey everybody, welcome into another episode of the Make Comics, Comics Experience Make Comics Podcast, show where we talk about the questions that you ask regarding the nuts and bolts of making comics. My name is Joey Groh, and I'm with Andy Schmidt. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Joey.
How's it going?
Well, you know, another day.
Another day, a lot of plotting.
Another day making comics.
We have a question today from Jameson, and if you've got a question that you think about during the show, after the show, you can email the question to info@comicsexperience.com, and we will talk about it on the show. Jameson asks, what approach should a writer take in plotting out longer stories, potentially across multiple smaller story arcs? How do you plan out long-running plots and plant the seeds for future story arcs ahead of time? It seems as though the best writers in comics are 10 steps ahead of their readers and are laying the groundwork for future stories even as the current story is unfolding. I personally don't seem to be able to tell more than just one very simplistic story at a time. Is this something that comes with practice, or are there techniques or tricks for setting up this sort of structure? That's from Jameson. Andy, your time editing and writing, I can't imagine how many projects you've had to keep track of what was happening where and when. I'm going to toss this over to you and say, wow, it's something from, you know, my point of view writing. I just see how much changes and evolves just from me working with an artist, but you working with multiple writers, artists, editors, letterers, and oh yeah, life that happens in between. How about plotting longer stories?
This is a giant question. So it's so giant, in fact, that I have an entire course that's pretty much devoted to this question, amongst some other things. So so in the courses after someone would take the Introduction to Comic Book Writing course, there are a couple of advanced courses that are available. The intro is a prerequisite for, well, it's a prerequisite. And one of the, I don't want to get into that, but one of the advanced courses is called Advanced Comic Book Writing, Building Your Series. And this is one of the big things that course tackles. So it really is just too big a question to try and tackle in 10 or 15 minutes on the show here. But I will give part of it a shot. I will at least talk around it, maybe. So let's see what I can do. So there are a couple of different approaches that I have seen, taking into account my own experience as a writer, but also writers that I've worked with. And let's just sort of eliminate the, you know, working in a universe with multiple books, because then you're working along a timeline in your own series, issue one, issue two, issue three, when are these things going to hit? But then you also, to whatever degree, have to be aware of, you know, events going on in books out to the sides of your timeline and when those events are going to hit and that sort of thing. So that's just a whole level of complicated that you know, we're just going to avoid. If there's one series and that's that, the whole universe is contained in that one series, that eliminates that eliminates a lot of headaches right there. But the two basic approaches I've seen to this are writers who meticulously plot out an outline ahead of times, and I tend to fall into that camp. I tend to have a very detailed outline for the six or so issues in front of me, a tight outline for maybe the six or so issues after that, depending on the length of the story arcs, and then something maybe like a short paragraph, you know, issue by issue about what's happening, you know, for maybe the next year, and then, you know, maybe a paragraph or two about generally the story arcs kind of thereafter, where I intend to go. And what that system does is, as the stuff keeps moving forward and as I'm writing, you know, a current issue, I can go and drop notes out in front as I go. So if I plant a seed here on something I'm writing, I then just go make a note, you know, in the next story arc or, you know, the next year, pick up this thread, you know, here's a good place to pick up that thread. Now, I tend to be, like I said, more of the detail-oriented outlining, and there are ways to do to write these things and to track them that's all stuff that I get into in the course, and there are ways to seed them so you're not always seeding things exactly the same way and so that there's still character and they don't just feel like you're just dropping a just dropping a seed in a story. That's all sort of kind of outside the realm of a 10-minute podcast. But the other thing I've seen is our writers like and actually we had Peter David on the show a couple weeks back, and Peter is much more the he just writes as he goes sort of writer. He has an idea in terms of character arcs where he wants the characters to go. Does he want them to go to dark places coming up? Does he want them to fall in love? Does he want them to do these? He tends to have these sorts of notions, and then he just starts writing, and I don't know how he does it, but he does. And what that approach really allows, which is really really great, is it allows for sort of a very natural flow of the story, and it allows for things to occur to him that he can just implement as they occur to him. Whereas, in my system, which is more maybe more pragmatic and maybe more well systematic, I then have to go, okay, well, where can I've got this idea now. Does it actually fit? Do I need to tear up a bunch of tracks? So it could be a lot more work for me to take an idea that comes to me sort of as I'm writing to then flow it in, whereas Peter's approach. But the difference, Peter being a like 30-year veteran, like he knows this stuff. Like he can just do that. Most of us can't. Most people, especially when they're starting out, would really benefit from an approach more similar to what I do. But the basic idea is, yeah, I mean you kind of said it in the question there, Jameson, in terms of having to track them and how do you plant the seeds. There are a lot of different ways to do this. The trick for me is doing it in such a way that it's organized, it makes sense, that you're not making your reader angry, you're not planting seeds that never pay off. I've seen a lot of writers do that. I remember a conversation when I was a kid with my brother where we were talking about the Uncanny X-Men, which we'd both been reading for like 10 years at that point, and we were like, whatever happened to this storyline? Whatever happened to that storyline? Do you remember that panel in which Rogue blatantly touched, I think it was like Psylocke on the, on the shoulders, like skin to skin, and yet she didn't absorb Psylocke's personality? Whatever happened to that? What was that about? Which I think to this day has still never been explained. But anyway, I digress. You want to make sure you're not doing stuff like that
Didn't you edit X-Men?
Years later,
How is
like
that not one of your marching orders? Here, guys, listen. I know we can go all these
listen,
different directions,
but this has been bugging me for 20
we're
years.
gonna
We
call it
have to explain.
Rogue Quest. Here we go.
Yeah. You know what? When I came with X-Men, Rogue had plenty of other problems to deal with. I mean, and again, this is all this is such a giant question, and it really is a huge portion of that one course that there's just too much to kind of go into. But basically, those are sort of the two general approaches: the feel it out as you go and just kind of pray it all comes together, which is Peter's sort of approach, and then there's the more planned, methodical approach that I tend to take, and that's basically it.
I've found that for me, when it comes to writing comics, what I've tried to do is I'll do a very kind of pen to paper first draft. I'm just talking like nuts and bolts procedure how I write, and then I'll do a typing draft where I will type out and I'm trying to break down plot and story. The difference. Plotting, like they went to a party. The story, well, this guy saw a girl and he fell in love. You're making sure that I know my beats and how they're going to play out, and I lay those out. I've actually taken to putting different plot points and story beats on index cards and mapping out issues. So I'll issue one, and then this, issue two, this. And when I can step back and look at literally the cork board of index cards, I can start to rearrange stuff and realize, oh, I should put this here. Oh, this sets up entirely if I go issue 3 for issue 5. So just me personally, that's been a workflow that I've adopted. And that does allow me to have kind of a big picture overview as well as that smaller arc overview. And then, you know, allows rooms for the Peter David surprises of, oh, I didn't think about this. And hopefully I can fit in different things as they might occur during the actual scripting of the story.
Yeah, and that's very similar to what I do. I don't tend to use index cards. I'm a big fan of, you know, cut and paste on my Word document, but I move a lot of things around that way, and I get them in very rough shape. I put them in bullet points, and I generally know, you know, for me, how many bullet points, you know, should roughly be in an issue, and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, I take a very similar approach, you know, where it's in fact, I've been working on a story bible recently for a create your own project, and I just the other day basically took what was a story arc in issues 10, 11, and 12 and flipped it with the story arc that was in 7, 8, and 9 so that became the last story arc and the last story arc sort of moved up. And that required a lot of rejiggering, but because I sort of have things in those bullet point formats, I can go, okay, well, this bullet point actually needs to stay in issue 7. Like, that shouldn't move to issue 10. You know, and so I could reformat that way, and then I can take a look at it. I can make sure that my character arcs stay true and all that, you know, all those sorts of trajectories that are going to continue no matter which plot I'm on. And really the reason for switching that was that one plot seemed to fit better with where the characters were, in the other position. So, you know, it is a constant rewriting and reworking, and as ideas come to you, you put them in. And I rewrote a big thing on one of the major characters recently, and you know, sort of spent half a day writing this thing on their backstory. I was like, oh, this is great, it connects to this one villain, and blah blah blah. And then, you know, 2 days went over, and I was like, you know what, that's just a bridge too far, and I wound up just taking pretty much all of that back out of it, right. Because it just broke that, you know, suspension of disbelief and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, again, that all, you know, all of these conversations are related. When you're getting into the point where you're talking about this goes from story arc to story arc, you're getting a point where you can just talk about the one thing, but if you're doing that, you're kind of being disingenuous, because when you shift around, you know, where you put these seeds, you then have to look at the character arcs, you then have to look at the plot, you then have to look at all of these other things, and you know, that's where the advanced course really comes into play, because you're actually working on creating like a series bible or what have you, or longer outline and your character bios and all this stuff. And so each week we talk about them, and then you go back and you're reworking them, and you start to understand how to do that, as opposed to just sort of in your head go, oh, well, that's how it's done, I'll just sit down and do it. Well, the real work is in the refining of it, and how do you implement the new ideas as they come to you, and that's, you know, that's a large part of what that course allows.
Yeah, with any experience, comics, you start to be able to see it coming, see what you're going to head off at the pass, I'm sure. And like anything else, the more you work that muscle. I remember listening to, I think it was an episode of the Nerdist Writers Panel, and one of the showrunners for the TV show 24 was talking about, I think they were done at that point, or they might have been in like season 7. And if you don't know, 24 happens in real time. There are 24 episodes. It's a day in the life of a counter-terrorist agent. And the way that their writer's room broke the story was they had the 24 hours mapped out, and they burned through everything in 6 episodes. And that was not planned. They thought they had an entire season. And I guess that to hear someone at that level, you know, of that execution, that has to be, I don't know that it ever works out entirely, right? You know, just different things crop up here and there and happen to your plotting. And it's all about having that experience to know enough, I guess, maybe, that you're going to go in a direction that makes sense, that you'll figure it out when you get there, that you're not just laying pipe that's not going to go anywhere.
That happens a lot, especially in you know, the work for hire work, is you'll have a plan mapped out. It may even be approved, and then you'll get a call after you've turned in 3 issues that say, oh, you know how you actually wanted the villain to be Doctor Doom or Man Bat or whatever. You can't use them now. So you've built this mystery that's clearly building to, Ra's al Ghul, but Ra's al Ghul's off the table. So now it has to be the Penguin or whatever. And then, as a writer, as a professional, you have two choices: quit immediately, or deal with it. And so, that's a lot of, when you get into some of the more advanced courses at Comics Experience, you get into, we talk about those sorts of situations. What are the best ways to handle it? What, not just from a craft standpoint, but also sort of professionally, how do you react? You want to scream sometimes, but probably from a career standpoint, that's probably not the best approach. So we actually talk about sort of, politically, how do you play that, and all that sort of stuff too, which is interesting. I mean, it's interesting in its own right, but certainly the craft is the focus of those courses.
And that is actually coming up in April. Looks like April 2nd is the advanced writing class.
Yeah, but again, I mean, it's nice that we're talking about that, but the intro to writing class is a prerequisite for that one, and the next intro class is in, I think, is in September or something.
Gotcha. Maybe somebody could try to opt into the class if they go back through the last 30 years of X-Men and just pick up all the dangling plot points and start their own resolutions.
If somebody wants to send me a document like that, I'll look at it.
About to go start my pitch for Rogue Quest. So I think hopefully, Jameson, that answered your question. If you've got questions, you can email them to info@comicsexperience.com and we will talk about them on the podcast. And until then, hope everybody keeps making the comics.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Joey.